Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, bitches? It's another Wednesday edition for all my wonderful rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It's another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Sonos, SoundCloud, and God only knows what the fuck else I have us on. But we are here in the studio with our wonderful, awesome friends, Dirty Machine.
Yeah. Ooh, y'all.
Woo!
Dirty Machine.
Yeah, y'all. We're back.
We've got, yeah, man.
Again.
David Charles Leach and Mike Weekly.
Yeah.
In the house, a.k.a.
Welcome,
Nightmare.
You got it.
Nightmare. I'm sorry. Makes me want to go into that song by Avenged Sevenfold. Nightmare. I'm sorry. I fucking love that fucking song. I saw those motherfuckers in concert. Those guys rock.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
What's up, Mimi Lewis? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
shout
Mimi.
Shout out to our friend Mimi.
Happy birthday.
She's 28th. We're going to go bowling tonight.
Bowling. Ooh. I can't bowl with
I want to go.
A white person sport. You want to go?
That's my shit.
Yeah, let's do this.
I bowl.
You can take my place.
We're going to lob some balls down the alley.
He's like a professional bowler.
I'm
down. Shit.
Yeah.
Where?
The Korean barbecue place at 4th and Alameda.
I'm there. And we can bowl on the same name.
Yeah.
You know what,
yeah,
I mean? They ain't going to tell the difference who's up.
Nah.
Are you trying to pull the whole all black people?
I ain't say
shit.
All black bowlers lives matter.
Well, because there's only five of you. No, I'm just kidding.
Save us all.
Yeah.
That, no offense out there in Facebook land, but that's a white person thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling.
I tried to crack the code. I used to be on a bowling league in high school.
It's going to be really unfair if he bowls against anybody. He's nothing but strikes. He's a professional bowler.
You want to go, Bree? You want to go, Dave?
I have to. What are we doing? We have band practice tonight, but I mean.
Okay.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Responsibilities.
Like you don't know your songs.
Damn. Our first one in like 3 months. We have to do it.
You a liar!
We haven't had time to practice.
We're rusty. We are very rusty right now.
Rusty. Oh, okay. You mean since Corey Feldman came to town?
Pretty much.
These guys played August 11th. Recap for those of you who do not remember. We played at the Whiskey A Go Go. Corey Feldman was the headliner. When really, in my opinion, the three bands that went on before were like the people that stole the show. And mostly you guys, Dirty Machine, and the Revies were really great. And then there was a band on right before you guys that was really good too.
It was a fun night.
And Hurt in the Heartbeats, which you will see on here on November 1st. So we're going to let the hubby do his news because, you know, he spent a long time writing it down. So we're going to
like 4 pages.
You better chop that bitch down to 5 minutes. I told you, five minutes or less. Okay, I'm leaving your mic on. There you go.
All right, it won't take long. All right. From CNN, CBS. I mean, not them. NBC, ABC News from Redondo Chimed. More than 200 people are dead after a magnitude 7.1 earthquake hit central Mexico on Tuesday afternoon. Yesterday, a quake centered around 75 miles southeast of Mexico City and caused extreme damage and leveling at least 44 buildings, including homes, schools, and office buildings, according to the Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. Rescuers continue to comb through wreckage, looking for survivors Wednesday, pausing to listen for voices. Relatives told the Associated Press. From Holy Yan and J. Tim Garcia, Hurricane Maria has killed at least 7 people on the island of Dominica and has left Puerto Rico completely without power. Maria weakened to a Category 3 hurricane Wednesday after afternoon, hurling winds of 115 miles per hour. I need to get better writing. But hurricane force gusts topping 74 miles per hour still extended over much of Puerto Rico, the National Hurricane Center said. Maria's brute force wiped out electricity to the entire island, the Puerto Rico governor spokesman said. We are 100% without power. Maria is expected to dump a total of 12 to 18 inches before barreling toward the Dominican Republic starting Wednesday night.
Sounds like another bitch in control.
Yeah, buddy. That's something else. From the Associated Press and more local news, California Attorney General sued the Trump administration Wednesday over its plan to build a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, arguing it's overstepping its authority by waiving environmental rules and other laws. The suit filed by Attorney General Xavier Becerra made arguments similar to those meeting in bed suit, I guess, brought last week by attorney groups. Becerra plans to discuss the suit Wednesday near the border in San Diego. Okay. And by Amy Powell, two robbers roughed up an elderly mid-city woman and stole cash in a terrifying home invasion robbery Monday night. The woman bit one of the invaders, but that just made him angry and assaulted her, smashing her face before throwing her in a closet and kicked her in the back. The victim in her 70s was said to be asleep around 11 p.m. and was awakened by a noise and noticed the light. She asked who was there. She recalled, "That's when one of the men grabbed her by the throat. That was when she bit him and the assault happened. The police are still investigating." That's my news.
Okay, we've had some really funny comments coming up on the fucking screen. My niece Jamie Nick says, "You love Feldman and you know it." Yeah, I do, as an actor. I don't know about the singing thing. Well, actually, he's saying he was better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he was going to be wretched. Hmm. He was actually not bad. And he could dance.
You said he had...
I know, goddammit. I'm trying to be nice here.
Yeah.
He was better than I thought he was.
I missed it. What happened? Mike, he told me a little bit about it.
I stayed for most of it.
I stayed for the first three songs, and then when he started introducing the goddamn angels, mm-hmm. and he was going to showcase their shit, their mm-hmm. talent on each one of them, I was like, I'm fucking out. me and my friends bounced at that point. We went and got liquor across the street. It was more fun.
I will admit, he worked on the moves that I saw him lay down on Good Morning America. He came back with a lot more.
It wasn't bad.
Pizzazz.
Better than I thought he was going to be. Again.
Yeah, no, it was entertaining. Everybody in the crowd was glued. They were glued on him.
He did pack in a house, and everybody was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And his goddamn niece was there. Mm-hmm. She was standing right next to me. She got going, "Oh my god, that's my uncle! Oh my god, going from is my uncle!" And I was like, "Jesus Christ, calm down."
Did you see Ron Jeremy?
Ron Jeremy was there?
Yeah, of course.
Damn it.
We got kicked out of our dressing room because he had to bring a girl in there, right?
The one next to it, and we got ushered out of there.
Baby, would it be okay to take a picture with Ron Jeremy's head in my boobs? I mean, it's Ron Jeremy.
Sure.
It's Ron Jeremy.
And he won't turn it down.
Is that okay? I know he won't. Yeah. I know he won't. He's a slutty sleaze.
He is.
He'll never take it out. I'm just saying he was there and I didn't know it. I should have known these things. People need to keep me now.
Yeah. You want him to sign your rack?
Yeah. Yes. That's fine. Awesome. He's the best husband in the whole world.
I don't give a fuck.
Let me get my tits signed by a porn star.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love it.
It's Ron. I mean, it is. It's Ron Jeremy.
No, yeah. But seriously, in all seriousness, Amber Lynn has a show here in the morning.
she can sign your rack, too.
I'd like her to do more than that to my rack. But anyway, we'll go there. First porno I ever saw when I was 16. Let's not go there.
Yay!
Was Amber?
Many shades of Amber.
Oh. Yay, porno.
We've done her show.
Yep, it was fun.
I know. You started telling me about that, and I was like, I got to get her on my show. I got to message her myself. I'm not going to message her myself. Obviously, I'm going to send her an email. I've had some other people that are here. I go after interesting people.
Hell yeah.
To be on my show.
We're honored.
I like crazy nutty shit, and I like heavy metal, and I like
we don't like boring shit.
I like no, I don't like
boring. Here's a funny story about Corey Feldman. I missed his set because after our show, after our set, me and him almost fought each other outside on Sunset.
We scared everybody.
We had a bad show. We had a really bad show, technically, like really? Sound wise, everything. And
I thought it was awesome, dude.
It's on stage stuff, you know, like things.
Well, because you guys are backstage, you're the people doing it.
Yeah.
You would know if something was off more so than maybe like the crowd would.
Yeah.
Now me. Oh, we got a fucking caller. Rock on.
Hey.
Woo! You're on the air with Jenny. What's up?
Hey, this is Jill from Michigan. Arnold dared me to call in and say hi to Dave and Mike.
Hey, right. Hey, let's go. Y'all need to quit messing around, man.
We love it.
Hi,
we
Jill.
Like it. Hi, Jill.
Thanks for calling in on our dare.
How's it going?
Kalamazoo love right there, baby.
Lots of Kalamazoo love.
We love Michigan.
Yes, we do.
Michigan rocks.
Detroit. Well,
tell more people to listen.
You all
to the
have
show
fun. You guys are looking good.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. We love you, Jill.
Love
thanks.
You guys.
Thanks. That was awesome.
Bye.
That was awesome.
Thanks for calling.
We like surprise calls from Michigan.
So back to me and Dave about to fight each other.
that's
me and him.
That's interesting.
Me and him are the closest. We're brothers, so we had a bad show, and it was like, hey, you shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up, and we just walked.
Bam. Just split up.
But we scared everybody. We're pretty big guys to be fighting, and no one's ever seen us like get at it at each other, and... But I miss Corey's set.
Especially when you were going out for fucking Tough Enough for fucking WWE. That,
my audition table surface one day. It's
but
horrible.
Don't you do like MMA or like...
No, just wrestling. I'm just a wannabe WWE guy. Yeah,
fucking WWE rocks.
It does. I love
it's
it.
The best on the fucking
it's
planet.
Huge.
I
huge.
Love WWE, and I have actually I work with the WWE.
His goal, oh.
I get free tickets from them all the time.
Mike's goal is a Grammy. My goal is get on a WWE pay per view.
Fucking love
as we're gonna do both.
Hey, maybe someday when I get to interview them, like I'm gonna interview them from the ring someday though.
That's amazing.
Because I've always had them on my show. Mm-hmm. Like I've had wrestlers on the show, but like Natalya Neidhart was on.
Yeah, that's all. That's what you said last. That's awesome. Yeah.
I love her, but she's great. And then we met Randy Orton and.
How's he? Is he cool?
He was really nice.
All right.
I was very surprised. I didn't get to interview him, but he was cool. He took a picture with us and shit. And
who else did you cool see? Dude. I could do that all day. I mean,
I love him. We saw Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah.
We saw a bunch of people. I met, CM Punk. He was actually pretty cool.
Were you at like an expo or where were you at?
Yeah, I was like that, the thing they do right before SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
The Axis event that they do right before it. We did that. It was the day, it was in 2013.
Staples Center down there.
It was fucking awesome. We did a lot of, we've had a lot of great experiences with them. Yeah.
Who's your guys' dream guest? Who do you want, like, if you could get anybody?
Oh, God. Any of them, really. I mean, I've had two of my favorite females now. I had Ariel on my show twice now. And I've had Natalya. So those are two of my favorite. One of my favorite females is unfortunately gone.
China?
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I was very upset that, I wanted to interview her, but... She passed away before I could get the chance to have her on the show. And then...
what about Sunny?
Beth Phoenix.
Sunny would be fun.
Sunny's cool. I want Mickey James more than Sunny. Mm. But like, and I like more of the old school, like Lita.
Lita.
The older ones like that. But I've had most of my favorites.
I couldn't believe Luna passed away, too. Luna LaShawn. She passed away. A lot of them.
She had them really crazy fucking hair. In
She was awesome.
She was nuts. I loved her, though. But if for dudes, I mean, I would like to actually interview Randy and, like, John Cena and Batista. After what I heard from Ariel, I don't really give a shit about Batista so much.
What did he do? I got it
now. He's the reason that she got put out of the WWE. Because he was being kind of a bully to her or something, and she didn't like, you know, how she stood up to him, and they said, you don't stand up to male talent. So
sounds like Vince.
I think John Cena would be cool to have on here because he's like a really awesome human being.
Plus, I'm from Maine and he's from Massachusetts, so like a New England.
Y'all would kind of
like to. Stephen King, man, I don't give a fuck about WWE. I want Stephen King. No, I love WWE. It's just, if I could have something even better than that, that would be like.
Have you seen it? Have you seen the new one?
No, I want to go so bad. I was kind of upset that they remade. I mean, I like the four-part miniseries myself.
Bria, who's here right with us, she actually took me to a screening of it a year ago before it came out. So
that's awesome.
I saw it again a couple weeks ago. It got a little better, but I mean, I don't know. I'm a huge Pennywise fan. I got it on my arm, you know.
I love Tim Curry, though. Tim Curry will always be to me.
He will always be Pennywise.
He's Pennywise. Now, I would like to interview him someday. Like, I want to interview him before he goes. Like, because he's got to be close to 70.
Yeah.
He's got to be in his 60s. Because I'm a huge fanatical fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Mm-hmm. And I fucking love him. I want to go to that midnight showing over at the New Art Theater.
They still do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they still
midnight
do it.
Midnight on Saturdays. Wow. Midnight on Saturdays. I want to go check that out.
Oh.
Because
yeah, we can do
they do full costume and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a total geek.
Where is Tim Curry? He don't live here in L.A., does he? Don't he live over... I think he's in England or something.
I think he's like England or some shit.
He is a legend, though. I hope he has more time. He doesn't look too good. He had a stroke. He's in a wheelchair now.
That's crazy.
But he's talking. He's cracking jokes at a Comic-Con a couple weeks ago. But
Comic-Con.
I just don't want to lose him yet. We can't lose Tim Curry.
No, not yet. We're not ready for that yet. But speaking of really huge people and things, you know, I hear this little birdie around.
Tweet.
Flying around saying something about Dirty Machine is going to be touring with Insane Clown Posse.
Maybe.
Hey, until we're fucking there, I don't believe it. We've fought so hard for this.
Yeah.
You guys don't even know.
You got it. Yeah. Dude, you got this. You can do this.
Yeah.
You guys fucking rock. You guys deserve it.
It never seems to end. We've annoyed them. I mean, we've been in negotiations with them for this since July 17th.
Damn.
So we just want to get there. We're 10 days away.
Almost there.
10 days. They kick off the tour tonight in Minnesota.
Fuck yeah. Yeah,
so we're the only band on the bill. It's all rappers.
Really?
It's all total rap bill.
Well, because they're rap rock kind of. Like, I love them guys. I'm sorry, the Nutting Game.
Yeah, of course. That's that guy.
Catch a Predator. All right. What better song is there than a motherfucking pedophile being chained up in your basement so you can torture them?
Right.
Same shit I do. I fucking love that shit. I'm sorry. I love them guys. The Nutting Game. They just tell it like it is. I've always loved ICP. My son has. Okay, so I don't give a fuck. We got to pay for these. I'll gladly pay for fucking tickets. So I don't give a fuck if you give them to us for free or not. My son is a massive, insanely fucking obsessed fan of ICP. He loves ICP so fucking much. He's got the Hatchet Man and the Hatchet Girl tattooed one on each arm on his forearm.
Well,
my son loves ICP.
How old is
Let me tell you. Like,
he's
from...
19, he's 19.
19?
Let me tell you. I'm from Michigan. I'm from Kalamazoo. I went to school with Juggalos. Like, it's crazy.
We're huge Juggalo people out in Maine.
Well, yeah. I actually went to one Hollow Wicked show, and it was, and I had the greatest time of my life.
I want
to
go so bad. Wasn't it Ohio or some shit somewhere out there? Like,
it was
somewhere out there.
99.
I don't know. I just want to go there so bad.
But no, it's really crazy, and the controversy is going on, you know, with, you know, Juggalos and the government.
Juggalos, Juggalettes.
Yeah, like, it's absolutely ridiculous, you know, and I'm really proud of them.
Right?
What's up? Yeah.
Gotta do their call.
I gotta get used to saying that every night.
It's Juggalos and Juggalettes.
Mm-hmm.
Always remember the terminology, and they have the Hatchet Man and the Hatchet Girl on their fucking tats. My brother had the Hatchet Man on the side of his neck in a big old fucking red tat.
Oh, come to Kalamazoo. You'll see these cats.
My whole family's all
ICP. Right there,
my whole family's ICP fanatics. I love it.
Well, yeah. Proud of them for what they did on Saturday, too.
I'm 31. I bought the Great Malenko when I stole it when I was 11 years old.
The Great Malenko. Fuck yeah, dude.
So this is a dream come true. It's what a tour to be on.
I'm so excited for you guys.
Yeah.
This is going to be friggin' phenomenal.
Is there a better crowd we could be in front of?
Dude.
There's
they
not.
Get really violent. Be careful.
I know.
Isn't it crazy? Yeah. So crazy the government considers them a fucking a gang.
Yeah, you can get pulled over for having it on your car. Yeah. It's the same as like a you know, a gang. But
gang symbol.
We've been trying to fill in our bandmates what this means because we get it, but they don't really know the culture and how big this is for us.
It's extremely huge.
And how you can't go into, you can't go play a Juggalo crowd and do poppy shit. We're doing all our rap shit.
No pop shit. No. It's got to be all straight up hardcore. Yeah.
Everything's Thank you. Hardcore. I hope Nate's listening.
Yeah, everything's hardcore with these guys. Everything's fucking fully hardcore.
Can't do seeds. You know, I'm trying to tell the guy, you can't. You got to do
Discord, yes.
Discord, yes. That's
seeds is a little too, I know it's a great song. Yeah, I know. It's a wonderful song. I love Seeds, too. But we're going to play that here in a few minutes.
We'd get booed off the stage.
I love Seeds. But for this crowd, I would say no.
It's self-made hero and Wonka.
No, and they want hardcore fucking peanut brittle.
Yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They want, you know.
It's a cultural kind of thing. It is. That's what it is.
It is, massively. Mm-hmm. It's like, and I hate to say this, like it's mostly a white culture thing because you don't see a whole shitload of.
I did.
Do you?
Yeah. Like I said, I'm from there.
No, but I like...
I'm from where they're from.
But I like that, though.
Yeah.
That it's commonly, like, all I ever see is, oh, God, a bunch of white kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always thought it was cool that there's other cultures that are into this shit.
Yeah. It's very expansive and open. And that's kind of ICP's thing. They've just been like, look, anybody that's down what we're down with, it's good.
That's
Come on
awesome.
Out.
So no, that's what I'm saying. They try to put them in the same bracket is like white supremacist or shit like that. They don't give a fuck about color.
Hell no.
They're not like that. And that's what pissed me off so bad when people try to put them in a box. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they're like this. No, you don't know what they're fucking really like.
It's crazy. Kids people are losing their kids in custody battles because if they're juggalos, whoever's trying to take their kids uses that against them in court.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because it's a gang. It's like, well, yeah, it's the same thing as being MS-13. That's what they're labeled as.
Oh, see, and that's crazy. Not right. I don't think they're really a gang.
No. You get denied
they're
government.
They just got a following. Mm-hmm. Like any other band, really. I mean,
well, one juggalo cut up some people with a hatchet, and so that kind of gave them in face paint.
Yeah, but just because somebody does something and says your name along with it does not mean that you endorsed it,
right.
You condone it,
right.
Or that you wanted anything like that to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody could dress up like a fucking Jimmy Page. I could go out and dress up like Jimmy Page right now from Led Zeppelin, commit a murder, and does that mean that now Jimmy Page is going to be watched every second of every day because somebody committed a murder in his name?
Well, that goes to show that this...
I'm just saying, that's lunacy. That's just dumb.
And that goes to show that this
dumb
tour,
reasoning, dumb
what they're
reasoning.
Doing, what they're doing is way bigger than just a musical tour. Now they're speaking on, you know, you're coming up on civil rights kind of stuff, you're coming up on acceptance, you know, and...
Have they written any songs about it yet? Like, I mean, have they been addressing this through music at all?
They've gone on interviews, publicly, and they've spoken out about how it's actually been a very negative impact that they are being labeled as such something so bad, which, you know, it just shows the government's running out of targets. They go after women, they go after African Americans, they go after Hispanics, they went after gay and straight. Now they're like, okay, well, let's go after juggalos, and they're like, hell no, we're not standing for this shit. Fuck that. We've never been about that. So I'm proud as hell to be on this tour.
That's good.
Proud as hell to be on this
tour. I'm glad you guys are gonna step up and like be there.
Yeah, I'm right.
You know? This tour is only what we make of it. I mean, we have 12 shows with them, possibly more, and it's a life changing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's aggravating because our band is they're coming to terms with it.
Okay.
But they still don't know how big of a deal this is.
It's a huge deal.
It's huge.
And they need to really like pay attention.
We've given them their homework. Even our crew, like no one really in our crew is juggalos except me and Nightmare. So we're just trying to. We've been sending them links and homework, like, watch this. You need to watch this.
Have them listen to songs like The Nutting Game and you know, some of the other ones, like, you know, To Catch Predator and other things like that. Because then they'll start to get it, that these guys are, in their music, they're trying to send a message. Each song has a subject matter to it. Each song is saying, you know, this is what we think about.
And hardcore juggalos what we really try to get to them is hardcore juggalos don't listen to anything but ICP. So, like, we're trying to bring in, like, a Seven Dust type feel, which is why we can't do half our catalog. We have to do the wicked shit we have.
Right. Psychopathic record.
They need cuss words, they need middle fingers, and they need whoop whoops.
Oh, my God. Downstairs, I remember my old neighbor in my old building, all he listened to, that all him and his kids listened to was ICP.
It's all you listened to.
All he listened to. We would go out on the construction job, and he'd be blaring ICP, and we'd always just... drinking brews and doing construction work and shit.
To this day, when I'm on an ICP kick, and it happens every couple months, it's all I listen. You don't go from ICP to Seven Dust. You know, it's ICP.
Even though I really love Seven Dust,
but when you're in an ICP mood,
it's a totally different ball of wax.
You're in a mindset when you're listening to ICP.
Totally,
like a month. It's a month long of nothing but, and then you're like, all right, I can put it down for a minute. But
and the other bit, and the other monumental thing about this is because ICP is putting us on. We have gone after trying to get the attention of our predecessors since we started doing this, and the ones that are putting us on is ICP. So you and they're letting a different genre, a different group of guys, some hardworking ass dudes that are just all about making it better for everyone else.
Yeah,
they are the ones that came and said, "You guys are dope. We like what you're about. We did our homework. We studied Dirty Machine. We'll bring you with us." Like that's
awesome.
That is so huge.
See,
that's huge.
That's massively huge.
Man, we'll never forget that.
Not a lot of people pass the torch nowadays. Whether you pay them or not, they don't.
Not everybody also meets up to their standards.
Oh yeah,
ICP has very high standards.
They do,
for the people that tour with them.
Yes,
the people that they endorse and put on their record labels.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Thank
that
you.
Is
I wish you could give our
thing.
Some of our guys a pep talk because ICP don't let anybody on.
No. They're very particular. It's like, usually their own bands in their own label.
Yes,
anything
which is,
under their label's what Psychopathic Records.
Which everyone on the bill besides us is on their label.
Yeah. And they have a few really good bands that they have some really good bands though on their under them.
Yeah.
They have some really great bands.
Yeah.
And for them to bring Dirty Machine on, that's
good.
Fucking
awesome.
Because they do not just take anyone. They are picky motherfuckers.
They are.
And we've been doing, and we're just doing what we do. That's what it is. We're not trying to overly impress, overly produce. We are just doing what we connect with internally, share with everyone else. ICP gets it. That's, man, this speaks so many volumes to us and everyone else.
I'm like, flipping this.
If y'all didn't get it yet,
right now,
you better get it now.
To Fred Durst, I have a problem. You need to take these motherfuckers on tour. What is wrong with you? ICP did it. Fred, it's your turn. Step up to the fucking plate.
Yeah.
Come see these guys. Sign them. Do something. Now.
Whoa.
Fred Durst.
Whoa.
Okay.
Fucking love.
Hold on.
Biscuit.
I got a story for you, Jen, because the last time we spoke, the Fred thing was fresh. So I actually me and Fred were at a private screening together with one of our mutual friends. There was probably 20 people in the whole place.
Yeah.
He didn't say shit to me.
Really?
He looked at me. He knew it was me. And we just didn't speak the whole night. It was
oh
so.
Oh, my God.
I know. So, and I didn't come up to him, though. I didn't.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. I mean, we made eye contact, and he looked like, mother, oh, fuck, he's here.
I ran into him. Oh, God.
We are everywhere you don't want us to be.
Because Fred just can't escape. But the good thing that came out of it, it was for a friend's screening, so it wasn't about me that night.
Yeah, right. It was about.
And I didn't come up to Fred, and Fred noticed that because every time I was looking at him, he was looking at me. So hopefully, the respect level went up a little bit because I didn't come up to him and try to hand him a demo again. You know, he knows who the fuck I am.
By now, I would imagine he knows who you are, David.
And he just did a song. This is monumental. He just did a song with ICP.
Really?
Which is my dream combo.
Did a fucking song.
It's called Bitch Better Have My Money. It's a Wu-Tang cover or something.
Yeah,
funny as shit, though.
I like that song.
Not the Rihanna song.
AMG. That was AMG.
Okay, yeah. Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. They redid that. It's fucking awesome.
Everyone knows that fucking song.
Yeah.
I love that song.
And it's really difficult, especially for me, to not get too... you know, emotional about what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? About what we're doing.
You're like musicians.
Well, it's not even just that. We're musicians playing currently one of the most hated styles of metal right now. And we're playing with one of the most misunderstood rappers in the industry.
I think you guys are fucking awesome because you do the crossover between rap and heavy metal. and like so many great bands like Limp Bizkit, yep. Linkin Park. Oh,
our idols.
My Chester. That's not right.
We heard a Linkin Park song on the way here, and I actually like I said to Dave, I'm like, I still it hasn't landed with me, it hasn't like completely.
I'm still not
gone
happy about
yet.
That. You know, and it happened 5 days after our wedding.
Damn.
In Linkin Park.
Oh my god.
Wow. I caught it spelled like the president. Spelled like the president, but still, you know what I'm saying. We had to go because I love Linkin Park so much. I was like, no, we're fucking getting married in that place. Linkin Park.
Yeah.
5 days later.
As much as I bitched about their style, like once Chester was gone, like, you know, everyone spent a whole day just listening to Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And you forget how many hits they had, even if they weren't
hit after hit after hit
fucking
after
30 number one singles, you know?
Unreal.
We met his widow. We met his widow the night Orgy played. Lou Gordon was nice enough to introduce her and his right-hand man to us. And very nice people. And I even threw it out there about doing a... like a thing for him, like a monument.
They
like,
need to do an ultimate jam night, right?
Yeah. No, but bring the two of them on and talk about Chester and his life and about the band and about everything that happened and just talk about it and like play some, you know, of the favorite Linkin Park songs. I mean, I'd be down for that. I mean, it, you know, if they don't want to, they don't want to. But I put, you know, Lou and I put it out there, so we'll see. But you know me, I'm a very ambitious bitch, and I will go for it. I don't care.
We love
that's
you.
Even
that's
if they say no, what's the worst thing they can do? Say no.
That's
we
it.
Totally love you. For
that's
it.
Our motto.
I'm
what
no
are they
worse
do?
Off. Yeah. I'm no worse off than where I started. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah. I didn't have it before. What does it matter?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's. I mean, we've been turned down this year by Fred Durst, CAA. Who else?
I don't even want to say names right now because.
Why did CAA's dumb motherfuckers for turning your asses down? That showcase was fucking phenomenal.
It was insane.
Well, you guys were awesome.
We brought the people.
You broke out a mosh pit at the Viper Room.
We brought the pit with us.
Son of a bitch, dude.
We created
that
it.
That is a feat.
Popped it off.
Oh, right there, man.
That was us.
We brought 200 plus on a Wednesday.
Was us.
On a Wednesday.
Who the hell goes on a Wednesday?
Me.
Dirty Machine people.
Me all the time.
That's who goes out.
Well, because I constantly cover concerts and events.
And it's not even to be, and again, it's not to be a negative bash on the industry per se. It's just to say this route that we're going is taking every inch of what we have. It is. And when you get turned down, you have to find a reason to go again. And when you get turned down again, you have to find another reason to keep it together and keep going.
Because
someone's going to say fucking yes.
Someone's
going to say yes, goddammit.
And ICP did.
And look who said yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know,
see, it's the same thing with me.
And props.
You get enough doors closed in your face, eventually one is going to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the law of averages. You shoot it enough... shoot at enough deer, you're gonna hit one.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying, you just gotta keep doing it until you get something. And even if that means like rehearsing more and more and more to get to that point where you're so perfect that they can't say fucking no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna play a song.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
My favorite one.
All right.
Bring it.
I was going to buy Seeds and then do Discord.
Discord.
We're going to do Discord.
Special occasion right here.
And when we come back from Discord, we're going to talk to David Charles Leach about some interesting stuff that he's been doing recently.
Okay.
Okay.
You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. You a liar. People like you never seem to give up. The hope, the dream, the lie, the scheme. Running off every vice that you see. What's wrong?
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
You know I'm going to call you out for that, huh?
Woo! Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem. Go to MBM.com. Mm-hmm. She's now MBM LLC. Metal Babe Mayhem LLC. Go check her out.
Yes.
You are listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Sonos, SoundCloud, and I don't know whatever the fuck else we're on. And we are here in the studio. We're about to be on more shit, too, though.
Good.
We're going to be on everything.
Everything.
I found every goddamn.
You guys are growing. I'm so proud.
Blowing up.
We're busting our ass. Oh, I don't know. I'm still working on the website. I'm going to be putting some more pictures of you guys up. And some other stuff. Well, building each artist their own page.
Nice.
Like each band or whatever has their own little section. With
I can't wait to do the show after we come back from ICP. Ooh, that will have so many stories for you.
Yes.
So, what is your? Let's give our tour schedule.
Okay.
For where are you playing and when, especially the California dates.
Okay. Well,
you want to hold that thought? We got a caller.
I can do that.
No, I guess not. I mean, they hung up.
Call back, fool.
Call back, fool. I pity the fool. No, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Well, just a reminder. This Saturday we have a going away show. September 23rd, we're at the Whiskey A Go Go with Killset and Friends. And yes. Then the first stop of our tour is the 30th of this month, September 30th, at the Complex in Oakland.
In Oakland.
Oakland, California.
CA. Okay, up north.
And then October 1st, we're at the Catalyst.
Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz, okay.
And then October 3rd, we're at Ventura Theater. Okay. So... And then October 4th, we're at the Observatory, baby.
In Santa Ana.
Santa Ana.
Oh, okay.
That's the LA show, yeah.
That's
going to be huge.
Where the hell is Santa Ana compared to here?
Orange County.
Like we'll see.
All right. Well, we're going to
30 miles.
We're going to go. I'll rent a car for that bitch. And you're on the air with Jenny. What's up? And Dirty Machine.
Hi.
Hey. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. We can
hear you. Can we hear you now?
What's up, Dirty Machine?
What's up? How's it going?
Is this who I think it is?
SoCal Outcast.
Oh,
holy
shit.
Whoa, dude.
There he is.
Making it happen, man. What's good?
SoCal,
what's up, guys?
I've seen you on my Facebook page.
Everyone's
on
Facebook.
He is our number one ride or die fucking fan in the world, SoCal Outcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I guess I'm number two, then. I'm behind him.
You got to surpass.
This guy.
I'm okay being behind him in line. He's
SoCal, and you can back me up so they know I'm not lying. This guy clotheslined my mom at the Vipe Room in a mosh pit.
No way.
He did.
WWE fucking clothesline.
Fucking hilarious.
He and I talked to you, haven't I? I talked to you before, SoCal, haven't I? On Facebook. I know.
Yeah, you have.
Yes, I have. I thought so.
I'll tell that story forever.
That was before Facebook made me change my name.
SoCal's wanted in SoCal.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It's nice to be wanted somewhere.
What's up, guys? I'm hoping to come see you guys in San Diego, man, on the 6th.
House of Blues, man. You're gonna
be a good show.
Those juggalos what the fuck is up, aren't you, man?
Yeah.
Dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
And SoCal,
say
man.
Dirty Machine style.
Yo, SoCal, I also want to tell you I appreciate the messaging between you and me, man. Like, you always keep it 100, and you're always showing the love, man. You never make anybody feel uncomfortable, dude. You're a fucking diehard, like, lifelong friend,
fuck
man.
Yeah.
We love
Down
you.
Ass brother.
All right, cool.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. This dude's a
you
solid
guys fucking
rock,
kick
too.
Ass. I'm yeah. so fucking proud of you guys. You guys come so far, and you guys deserve this fucking show.
Dude, yeah. SoCal gave me a hug one day at the whiskey. Dude, it felt like juggernaut. Like, that. Yeah. I couldn't fucking breathe.
He is. Man, he's just
amazing.
Was he what? I think I know who he might be. Yeah. I saw. I think he was at your.
Yeah,
I think he was at the Viper Room.
Yeah, you don't forget SoCal.
No, you don't.
No, I remember a really huge dude.
Dude, you cannot forget me, bro. Once I'm at the show, I'm the one that starts the mop. Nobody wants to mosh. I'm going to get him to start moshing.
Dude, yeah. he'll make it happen. He makes it happen every time.
I've probably seen him at both the shows.
My mom didn't want to mosh, and she paid the price. They're cool now. My mom loves him. My mom loves you. You know that. She should have been in high heels near you. That's for damn sure. But we need you at the House of Blues, man. We need you representing. We need you screaming Dirty Machine at the top of your lungs, man.
October 6th.
Like that video.
Yep. We love you,
well,
man.
Well, I found a ride, so I got a ride out there.
All right.
Cool.
Nice.
So, love you guys, and I'll see you October 6th.
All right, brother. We love you.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, man. Take care, you guys. Hi, Bree.
She said hi. She's manning the Facebook Live right now. She's waving at you.
All right, man. You guys take care, bro. Love you guys.
Love you, man.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right, man. Later.
Bye. Peace. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, I remember him at the concert. I remember him at the Viper Room. I do remember him.
He was a huge guy.
He's a
big influence.
But he hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, of course he did. That's the homie.
As soon as he saw that, he was like, "Oh yeah."
If you have 100,000 of him in the world, you don't need anything else. You know, one of him.
But so continuing with the with the tour schedule,
dates, yes.
As we covered, October 6th we'll be at the House of Blues in San Diego.
Woo.
October 7th we will be in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock.
Ooh,
yeah. Vegas!
That's gonna be
that's one of my hotels that I rep for.
Yeah,
cool. Is it a good stage? Is it a cool?
I haven't really.
I think it's Vegas. Who fucking cares, right? Put us on the strip.
Just be careful. It can get kind of bloody at the Hard Rock.
Hey.
Just warning you, it gets a little rowdy.
I can't wait.
I'll have my mask. I'll be ready.
Like getting into fucking fist fights and shit.
Plug in again. We're not doing seeds.
No seeds.
No seeds. Yeah.
And then after that, on October 8th, we're at Club Red. That is
Arizona.
Arizona.
Okay.
And then October 9th, we're at the Sunshine Theater.
That's in New Mexico.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Ooh, y'all just.
Yeah, I know. We're moving over.
Albuquerque.
And then October 11th, we're at the Ballroom at Warehouse Live.
In San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Ooh, Texas.
Texas.
Keep moving east.
Crossing the border. And then October 12th, we're at the Gas Monkey.
I think that's Dallas. I
think so, yeah.
Oh, that's the TV
Gas
show.
Monkey, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dallas.
They
did
good to have our
And then the 14th Austin. I know that.
Yep, we'll be up. Austin. October 14th, Empire Control Room and Garage.
Damn, you guys are all over the place in just a few matter of days.
Yeah. I mean, the three major Texas cities with juggle, that's big, you know.
Yeah. Very big.
Massive. Very massive.
Because Texas, you know, they don't fuck around, man. Like, that's where you need to be. Yeah. I'm more excited. I think I'm more excited for our homecoming show at the in Santa Ana. But I'd have to say Austin, that show in Austin, that's the same weekend South by Southwest is going on, or one of the festivals there. So I drove these two girls in Lyft the other day, and they said Austin's going to be fucking electric.
So let's talk about, are we finished with all the tweets?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it for now.
Okay. That's it for now.
So two things I want to talk to you, David and Charles Leach, about. We only got 5 minutes left. Damn it. Okay.
Damn.
We have too much fun with you guys. Okay, so two things quickly. Number one, the two chicks in your cab the other day who slept with the idiot who said he was a T-Pain fucking producer.
No, Snoop Dogg. He produces Snoop Dogg, T-Pain, fucking Kendrick. They were naming all.
7:30 in the fucking morning. Dave's giving these two bitches, or I called them hookers, a ride home. They're 20 years old and they fuck some dude just because he said
ugly dude,
just because he said he was a producer for these people. When more than likely he worked. He was probably a dishwasher at Norm's.
He walked.
I said no. I said in reality he's a dishwasher at Norm's.
he walked him out. So
This is L.A.
He walked him out in his bus. Busted ass Van Nuys apartment.
I said stupid hookers. They'll believe anything. They'll sleep with anybody. So he's probably a dishwasher at Norm.
They were barefooted.
Oh, God, they were barefoot. Jeez.
Their bottom of their feet were black from the asphalt. It looks like they walked a couple blocks that night. Oh, God.
Okay, so that's pretty damn funny. And I thought it was hilarious. I heard the whole thing. It's a audio.
It's pretty funny. Because
he recorded it on audio.
I only caught the best parts, but they really thought they were
I listened to the whole thing. I couldn't stop laughing.
They thought they made it. They thought they were going to go backstage.
They had a threesome with some moron. That's not making it, honey. Making it is marrying one of the fuckers. It's not goddamn fucking just fucking some idiot. Anybody could say anything they want in L.A., and you'd believe it.
These were cute girls, too, but way out of his league.
In other words, they're stupid.
They're stupid.
They're stupid, yeah. They believe anything.
They were still rolling on E. They're fucking drunk still.
Okay, number two, passing up the hookers. Okay, number two, speaking of hookers, Blow.
Yeah.
David Charles Leach is on a show episode of the new show Get Shorty, with
Ray Romano.
Ray Romano, yeah. And
Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids.
Oh, my God, I love Chris O'Dowd. So what station is it going to be on? What's it on?
It already aired.
But
so,
what is it on?
Stars.
Stars. It's on Stars.
Yeah,
okay.
Epic. Awesome. Epic's on Stars.
Okay, so it's a new show on Stars, or Epic's, or whatever. Go check it out. Get Shorty's new TV show. So it's based on the movie series.
Yeah.
All that, right. Okay, so David Charles Leach is seen in the movie. I watched the clip. It's fucking funny. He does a line of coke. He goes up to some coke dealer's house or some shit, and he's buying some coke, and he's like, dude, they made you gain some weight for that role.
I was just fat at the time.
Oh, that's just wrong.
I go through stages of fat.
That's just wrong. You sound just like me. You could be my brother, dude. Seriously.
I played Leo.
My brother. Does your mother want to adopt somebody?
Of course, my mom would.
I loved your mom. She was so great.
Your
family was really cool.
Mama Mo.
Saw her at the whiskey that night.
Yeah, she was there.
Corey.
Yeah. She was there.
That was awesome, dude.
That was her last
and
whiskey
the baby,
show.
Oh, and the baby you held up.
Lyric.
Was the youngest heavy metal star. Yeah. Heavy metal for the first concert ever. I thought that was great. Outside of what's his daughter's name? Jay Gordon's daughter. Britain? No, Britain? I think he calls her. I think it's Britain. London. That's what it is. Her name's London. London.
I didn't know she had. I didn't know he had.
He's
a daughter.
Got like a she's like maybe three, maybe. She was at the whiskey the
she
other
tall.
Night.
I'm sure she's a gorgeous baby, right?
She's
tall.
She's very pretty. Blonde.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
blonde.
Yeah, she's a very pretty child. Yeah, her looks like her mom. But I mean, a little bit of Jay, too, but yeah. Cool kids to be brought up in that world. Well, oh my God, we only got a minute left.
I know, it goes by so quick.
I'm going to cry. Dirty Machine is going. Okay. Well, I'm going to be there. Okay, so Saturday, the 23rd, go to the Whiskey and check them out. They're going to play with Killset and some other really great bands. So come check it out. Jenny's Real Talking Block will be there.
I have an idea, Jenny.
I know I will.
Our show at the Observatory is on a Wednesday. Could you maybe do a show from the ICP show? Could you do a
broadcast?
Like a broadcast live, if we could set that up?
I could.
Oh!
Let's do that us.
I could do that. Oh, my God. We had a caller at the last second. What the fuck? I don't even have enough time to take this call. God damn it. Okay, anyway, it's an 818 number. Hit me up on my cell phone. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Something else. So we're out of here. Unfortunately, this has been really awesome fucking episode of Jenny's World.
Quickest hour ever.
This has been, I have way too much fun with these guys. We're going to go bowling later. hopefully they'll come bowling with us. Next week, we have Yellow Boy the Duke, rapper, on. He's been on the show before. So come check that out. It's going to be great. Really good up-and-coming artist. He's like, 24, I think. Mm-hmm. He's a cool dude. Him and his manager, Kyle Galeno, will be on. And he's 20, so can't even buy a drink. Okay, anyway. Love you, Kyle. Anyway. Peace out. We'll be back next week.
Love y'all. Thanks a lot, Felicia. Jenny. Thank you, Jenny.
Bye, guys.
Thank y'all.
Bye.
Love y'all. See y'all
Thank
Saturday.
Thank you, Dirty Machine, for being on the show.
Thank you, Dirty Machine.
Love you guys.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Boop, boop.